USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Philadelphia, where he's delivering remarks at an event marking Amtrak's 50th anniversary. Amtrak is set to receive about $80 billion out of the $2.2 trillion infrastructure proposal that the president put forward. Former Chief of Staff for President Trump, Mark Meadows, is wondering why Amtrak is getting all your tax dollars.
Over 50 years has never figured out how to actually make money on the concession when you have a monopoly with your riders. They can't even operate efficiently, and yet we're going to give them more of the hardworking American taxpayer dollars? I don't think so.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Israel is declaring a national day of mourning Sunday after at least 45 worshippers were crushed to death in a massive stampede at a religious festival. USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, L.A., Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is making public appearances again, giving his first public address since leaving the office at a gala in South Carolina Thursday night.
In just 100 days, the Biden-Harris administration has launched an avalanche of liberal policies that threaten to derail all the progress that we made for a safer, more prosperous, more secure America.
Pence speaking to a group of evangelical voters. A man suspected of murder is back in custody.
A prisoner who is suspected of murder and being transported from Georgia to Arizona has escaped custody at the Atlanta airport. Fulton County Sheriff's Office said officers were searching for Jason Stover. They said he was last seen in College Park, Georgia. He's wanted in connection to a shooting at a Phoenix bar that left one person dead and another injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Joe Biden sat down with NBC Today Show weekend host Craig Melvin for a wide-ranging interview dealing with taxes, immigration, and Rudy Giuliani's raid. Among the things discussed is why the president is wanting to spend another nearly $4 trillion as we still continue to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's the reason why it's recovering, because we're investing. Look how rapidly it's recovered since we passed the last piece of legislation. And that legislation was $1.9 trillion. If we don't invest in this country, we're going to fall behind even further.
Democrats and Republicans for generations have been, shall we say, skeptical about the ability of big government to do big things. What makes you so confident that skepticism has changed?
Well, first of all, the facts don't reflect that. I don't have any inordinate faith in government, but there's certain things only the government can do. We rank number 8 in the world in terms of infrastructure, for God's sake. Is the private sector going to go out and build billions of dollars worth of highways, ports, airports, bridges? Are they going to do that? And so these are things that only government can really do.
The president visiting Philadelphia today as part of his Get America Back on Track tour. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.